Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is team support and versioning with ClearCase and CVS in WebSphere Business Modeler version 7. Today's presenter is Klaus Ulrich. Klaus has several years of IT experience in developing Java and JEE applications in the WebSphere environment. Being a Sun Certified Java programmer and holding several IBM product certifications for WebSphere. For example, IBM Certified Advanced System Administrator for WebSphere Application Server, Network Deployment, IBM Certified Application Developer, IBM Certified Solution Developer, and IBM Certified Business Process Analyst. He was an author of the web book WebSphere Business Process Management Version 7 Production Topologies, finished in March this year. Currently, he is working for the Worldwide WebSphere Business Modeler and Monitor Level 2 support team. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Klaus.
Thank you, Joseph, for the introduction, and hello to everybody, and welcome to my presentation. So let's start it and move to page 2. Here I have written down the agenda, and I will focus mostly on setting up a modeler with CVS and Rational ClearCase. And for that, we have some background, what is team support and why we should use team support or when we should use it. And then I will just explain the differences between CVS and Rational ClearCase. The next bigger parts are the setup of modeler and CVS, the integration, how it is done. And I will provide screenshots to show that. The next major part is the integration from modeler with ClearCase. And here we need some background for ClearCase. I think most of you have maybe some experience with ClearCase and CVS. So I will make that short, and then I will just tell something about the ClearCase environment, like the VOPs and views you needed. And then I will give some best practices, what I have in my experience here in level 2 support, and give a short summary what we see so far. So move to slide number 3. So first, what is team support? You might need team support if you have several users working on the same set of files, and you need to interact with all the participants. For that, you have a central repository holding all the files, and that enables project versioning. That means every element in this project has a specific, or can have several specific versions, and you are working on a specific one. And the team support from a modeler perspective is to integrate with CVS and ClearCase. That's a major focus here in this presentation. So move over to slide number 4. So the question is why we need a team support. An alternative would be to do the exchange of the project with an import-export pattern. But if there are too many people involved in the project, that is not handleable anymore, and you need tools for that. And the other way is if you need to track all your changes, you need versioning for that case. As I said before, if you need to collaborate with a bunch of people, you need tooling for that to hold your project in sync. And when you work simultaneously on project, you need some automatism at what gives you the CVS and ClearCase environment. So move over to slide number 5. So I want to give just a little distinguish between CVS and Rational ClearCase. So CVS is a pretty old tool so far, and it's open source and public available. But you get normally not you get not professional support. You might get support from the community, but the big point is there are no extra costs for that. It's free. The limitation is you have no locking mechanism for that. That means if you need to exclusively access one element, you can use locking for that, and that is not available in CVS. Whereas Rational Clear Case, they have this locking mechanism, as it's pointing out in the last point, and it's a commercial product from IBM, and you get professional support for that. But you have to pay for it, of course. Okay, over to slide number 6, please. Okay, so let's go on. And here the next page showing some limitation, what modeler with combination of CVS and ClearCase, and that is the same in both tooling. They have some limitation, and one of them is the tooling is not supported when using branches in CVS or ClearCase. So using branches is a common pattern you can use for source control, and it's an important one. So if you need to have different releases and you need to track them and modify them, then branches are really handy. But modeler cannot handle these branches, so you have always work on the main branch and the main trunk. And the same is true for ClearCase. And the other limitation is the model projects need to stay on the top level of the repository. That means you cannot structure your, for example, for ClearCase, you have a WOP for that to hold all your data. You cannot structure the WOP space with folders, for example, to get a private structure for your project. They have to stay on the top of your WOP. And the other thing, ClearCase has the UCM possibility to use what is a big advantage to handle activities, but modeler has just limited support for that. You can use CVS with UCM projects, but there are some limitations. Okay, so let's go over to slide number 7. Okay, so here's just characterizing what version of CVS is supported with modeler. It is running on Unix and in Windows, and you need a specific version greater than these versions displayed here in order to be supported. So move to slide number 8, please. Okay, so on slide number 8, we have I will focus on set up the modeler with CVS integration. ClearCase comes later. And here I created some screenshots in the slides to show all the different steps you need to do. And first of all, you need to install CVS. It could be on Linux and Unix and Windows, of course. And the slideshow will show is on Windows. The second step is you need to create a CVS repository. Then you need to create the CVS connection in modeler. And that is a tricky part maybe because it's not so obvious how to do that. And I will show that later in the slides. Then you have to share the project in modeler with your source control system. And there is a possibility, so you configure some things in the modeler and you can export this configuration and import it in another installation of one of your colleague modeler, and here you can do the checkout. And so over to slide number 9, please. Okay, the first step is here to create a CVS repository. So first of all, you need, of course, install CVS NT in this case on Windows. It's free, at least this version. And if you install that, that's just a one-minute job. You need to configure the repository, and you have to specify where the repository files should sit on your hard disk, and you have to specify the name. And this name you have to keep in mind in order to configure that stuff in Modeler. So over to page 10, please. In Modeler, when you create a CVS connection, it is very important that you do not use the Modeler perspective. You have to change to a specific view. It's called CVS repository. And here, when you do a right-click on this view, you get a pop-up with new repository location. And the next window, you have to configure all the data, how to connect to the CVS server. You have to type in the name, and here the repository name, where your repository is sitting. And then you need a user and a password to authenticate. And the connection type, you can use different types, so P server that's not encrypted, and there's also an alternative. You can use encrypted connection, and pressing finish sets up your repository connection. So over to slide number 11, please. Okay, so when set up the connection, you go back to the Modeler perspective, and here clicking on the project view, right-click, and you get the menu version share. And here, if you have correctly configured your CVS repository link, then you see this location. And clicking finish does the commit to the CVS repository. That takes some time because a lot of data is transferred to the server. So over to slide number 12, please. Okay, here this is the export of the preferences. So you did configure quite some settings for connecting to the CVS server, and you can do an export of these preferences. And here you just do a file export preferences and select all for your settings, and you get a file. And this file you can send to your colleagues or to the whole project team if you like. And they do a file import preferences, and they get all the configuration in their Modeler, and they have the link set up already. That's just easy to handle here. So over to page 13, please. Okay, now the checkout. So one of your colleagues gets your preference files, import that thing, and now he does the checkout. And here in the Modeler perspective again, they do a right-click and version checkout project, and they go to the CVS tree and to the right CVS connection. You can have several of them, and do select the right project you want to check out and click finish. That checks out the project. So you get a local copy of the repository, and you can start working on that. So over to page 14, please. Okay, then the next block here I will show is the integration with ClearCase. And maybe you need some background for the ClearCase things. I will start here first. And so the next one is how to configure Modeler with ClearCase and how to do the checkout. And one new thing what is coming, or what came in with Modeler version 7 and ClearCase version 7, you can use the ClearCase remote client, what was not possible before this version. So over to slide 15, please. So ClearCase, some terminology. In ClearCase, everything is an element. And an element is a file, could be a file or directory. And every element can have a version. And the version is just counting from 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. And the element in the specific version characterized some status of a project. So over to slide 16, please. Okay, the elements, if you have a set of elements that is in an contained in an version object based, it's for short is FOB, and that is just a set of elements with their versions in it. Okay, over to slide 17, please. On top of this WOP, you have a clear case view, and a clear case view is a subset of your elements in the WOP, and the subset is a specific version of a WOP of an element, and you select with a few different elements with different versions, and this view characterize and define status of your project. All right, that's the base of ClearCase, and over to to page 18, please. And now I will focus on the ClearCase server side setup. So you need, of course, install ClearCase, and it's getting easier than it was before. But I think you need to have a ClearCase administrator for that to do the setup. And the ClearCase administrator needs to create a versioned object base and WOP for you, and needs to create a view. A view could be a snapshot view or a dynamic view. And in this view, you need to mount the versioned object base you created before. Or you have several WOPs you can mount several of them. Okay, over to page 19, please. And here I will just show the different screenshots how the thing is created, because as you can install ClearCase on your local machine and install Modeler, and you have really a sandbox environment where you can play around, and it is possible to get temporary license for ClearCase. So that's a good way to get familiar with all the things. And for that case, I created all the steps you need to do in order to get the system up and running. And here the first one is you need to create an WOP. For that, you have to start the Create WOP tool. You can use it on Windows with the menu thing, but on Unix, you need to use the tooling. It is a tool named Clear WOP Tool. And then the first thing you have to give that WOP a name. In my case, it's called Modeler. You can give some comments. And the important thing, the two checkboxes below, they need to be disabled because of the UCM limitation. And when you press next on that, you need to specify an explicit path where the WOP will lay on the file system, and you see that the share you have to create here. So over to slide 20, please. Okay, and the next thing, you get here a checkbox. No, it's not a checkbox, it's a selection box. It is normally not set to none, and here, when you do not want to use the UCM, you have to set it to none. And that is important to work with Modeler in this case. And pressing finish creates your WOP here for you. So over to 21, please. So the next thing I want to show is to create a dynamic view. And here you can do that with the Rational ClearCase Explorer. You have to switch to the basic ClearCase view, and here you have that icon named Create View. You can click on that, and you get this box where you can import all your data, and you just give this your name. And the choice you have here, you can select none. That means if you sorry, the none means the VOP. The VOP and the few gets mapped to a specific letter. It is named M, and you can map it to some other drive letter. You will see it in the next pages. So over to 22, please. And if you created the few successfully, this is the few you see later on. And on top of the window title, you see where the few is sitting, and it is mounted to the drive letter M. And it has a name. It's closed in view 1. And here you have already mounted a VOP, and the VOP is the modeler VOP we created before. And in this VOP, there are already some projects included. And here the important thing, the project needs to be sit directly under the modeler VOP. Otherwise, it is not working. That is an important point, and we have several PMRs addressing that. And we have an enhancement request for that already. So in one of the next versions, I hope we will implement this feature. Okay, so over to page 23, please. So we have set up the VOP and the view, and now we need to configure that connection in modeler. For that case, you stay in the business perspective, and you do a right-click and version manage rational clear case location. And here you have to configure, it is named view location, but to be clear, it is the view, but you have to point to the VOP, to the mounted VOP, in order the setup is working. Okay, and next page on 24, please. And now you have configured the clear case connection, and you can do a checkout here. And same thing, right mouse click version, checkout project. And now you select clear case and the view, and you can select the project and do the finish, and the checkout is started here. That also takes some time because all the data is transferred from the server to your local workspace. So over to page 25, please. Okay, the new thing we have with version 7 and ClearCase version 7 is we can use web-based views. That was not possible in the versions before, but it is quite tricky to do that correctly. And I will show you how to do that. And there's an additional tool needed. It's called the ClearCase Remote Client. And you have to install that separately on your modeler client machine. In order to configure the web-based view, you have to start CCRC and to connect to the ClearCase server and create the view. And then you need to configure modeler for this web-based view. What is the tricky part on that? And I will show you some screenshots how to do that. So over to 26, please. So first, you need to start CCRC, and then you get this on the left side, this little window, and you can go to ClearCase Connect, and then you have to configure this server URL, and that's the HTTP server name, and the port is fixed, and the URL is fixed, and you have to type in your name, what is able to access this machine. And when you click OK, so over to page 27, please. Then you have configured the connection to the ClearCase server so far. You can see that on the HTTP KU-mon62win link you have here. And now you need to create a view. That is done, right-click and create view. Then you have to select this ClearCase server connection, and you click finish on that, and we hopefully see that in page 28, please. Okay, that's the next thing you get, and you can give the view a name, and you say where the view is sitting on the hard disk. And then the next screen, you can see all your VOPs you have available, and you can add your VOPs to this view. I did that for the modular view. And clicking OK here, you get on the right side of the screen, you get the view with the mounted VOP and with the project included in this VOP. So over to page 29, please. Now, the configuration in Modeler to use this newly created web-based view is a tricky part, and I will explain it in detail here. So you are on the modeler perspective again, and doing right-click version manage rational clear case location. You get that window on the right side, and you have to add the new location and click here next. And then you have to configure the right data in order the setup is working. And the right data, it is again named view location, the setting, but it's more the VOP location of this view that is important. So we have a view named Klaus Web View 2, and we have a VOP mounted named Modeler, and you have to point to that location. And since it is a web-based view, you have to enable this checkbox, the VOP is located on a remote system, and you have to configure your ClearCase server connection. And that's the host name and the port, just the port, no URL needed in this case, and the credentials of the user. And if everything is configured correctly, you click this test connection button, and you should get this yellow marked answer, server, and authentication credentials are valid. If you reach that point, you are the winner, and you can work with the web-based view. So over to page 30, please. Okay, and now I just show the checkout of the web-based view. It's nearly the same as CVS and the dynamic views from ClearCase. You do the checkout and select your project. In this case, ClearCase Web View. And that's it. So over to page 31. Here I will go through some best practices. So in support, you run into several problems and you get lots of PMRs. And maybe I can give here some indication how to avoid some problems. And one big issue is the limitation on Windows, the file name limitation on Windows, which is 255 characters for a file name. And since the workspace is sitting on the file system, and in the workspace you have a lot of artifacts, and they are more or less concatenated all together, and you run quite easily into this limitation of 255 characters. And if that limit is reached, it could happen that Modeler is complaining he cannot read some file, for example. And to avoid that, just use the location for your workspace with a short path name, and use names and folders for your project as short as you can, because somehow they are all concatenated, this information, and the file names get quite long sometimes. Okay, then when working with CVS, there are some file name restrictions. That means you cannot use any file name you like, but it is very specific, and you can have a look at the link to see what limitations we have. Then working with CVS or ClearCase, there are recommended strategies for deleting elements, and otherwise it might be not clear what what's the right action would be if you need to delete it or you cannot delete it. So this gives some help how you can handle this topic. And the next question is, what will you do when an error occurred? And there are two major problems. So one of them is the workspace corruption issue, and the other one with working with team support, of course, was a check-in, check-out problem. And I will go over that problem in detail on the next slide. And the other topic, what I want to go through, is how to determine the status of your project file. Okay, so over to page 32, please. Okay, what to do if you run into a workspace corruption issue? That is indicated, you get a pop-up window and say something happened and it could not continue. And if that happens, try to do an export as a MAR file of your working project to save a backup. And then exit modular and back up your whole workspace. And important is including the .metadata directory. Because later on, if really you need help from support, we can check your workspace. And it is depending how you configured the setup, but there could be some backups automatically created every time when you start modular. And we can reactivate that if needed. Okay, so if you have backupped your workspace, then start modeler in a new workspace, a non-existing workspace, and use as a shortened workspace as possible. And then configure your CVS or ClearCase link and do the checkout of the project. Then, if that is working fine, try to import the MAR file you exported before, and you are notified that you need to merge somehow. And for that, we have a compare merge editor, and you have to go through that editor with the help of the editor and apply your changes as needed. And when you have everything again on your local workspace, you can do a synchronize and commit your changes. And so in the next slides, I will discuss this in more detail. So please go to 33. Okay, here the checkout, check-in issues. When you run into that, there's for CVS, you have the possibility to enable the CVS console. And doing that, you can do that in the preferences setting. And when having enabled the CVS console, every time you access the CVS repository, it is displayed what underlying command is running, and you see if some of the commands are failing. And another thing to check, if you have problems with the check-in, check-out in your workspace, under the metadata directory, there are two important files. The first one is the .log file, and the second one is the WB modeler 0 log file, and they have further information what was going wrong. And if you cannot solve that issue by yourself so far, you should try to follow the steps as mentioned in the corruption workspace issue. And if you are still not able to fix that, then we from support will help you. Okay, so over to page 34, please. When you run into check-in, check-out issues from ClearCase, you can first check the logs on the ClearCase server. There are quite a bunch of log files you have to check, and sometimes you can see what is going wrong here. And if you cannot see it, then check the .log and WB modeler log file again in your workspace. And if that could not solve, follow the workspace corruption issue recommendation to to check if you can solve it. Okay, the next slide on page 35 gives some, I try to explain the status of a project. So in the synchronized view, when you do a project synchronized and want to check the repository with your local workspace, you get this kind of view. And there are little icons displayed on every changed element. The first one, the plus sign to the right arrow, that means that business item 1 is a new element in your local workspace and is missing in the repository. The next arrow, the blue arrow, from right to left, the business item 2 is, that means that business item 2 is changed in your ClearCase or CBS repository. And the next thing, the blue icon from right to left with a minus in it, that means this one is deleted in the repository. And if you check that, the business item 1 in your local workspace is new and the business item 1 in the repository is deleted. That is this deleted item, and for that it is not easy to see, is this done on purpose or is that just done unexpected? And that is the thing why we recommend to follow this delete procedure, what I explained in some slides before. You should do it in a dedicated way when you do the deletion to get out of this confusion. And the last thing, the maybe interested one, is the red arrow, which goes to both sides for the customer order handling element here. And that means you run into a collision. And a collision, you are not able to solve automatically. You need to resolve it manually. And that is explained on the next slide. Please go to 36. Here on this collision file, if you go press right mouse, you get some menus. You have one override and commit to repository. That means throw away the version in the repository. Or the last one, override and update from repository. That means throw away your local copy and override it. And this menu entry, what is marked, compare with repository, you can very granularly decide what you want to have and what you refuse to have. And that is shown on the next slide, page 37, please. And here you see this is the merge editor I mentioned before. And you see in the middle there are some tabs. It is named conflict changes and incoming changes and local changes. So if you have conflict changes, that means you changed something on this element and somebody else, what already is checked in the repository, changed the same element and maybe the same really like in this case the comment is changed from both users and it could not handle it automatically, so you have to decide which one is the right one. And you can choose which one is the right one. In this case, you can select the checkbox on top and click the commit, and this one is accepted here. Okay, so over to page 38, please. So that's more or less the main part of my presentation, and here are some links I want to show you. There's, if you need further information about ClearCase, there's a good red book out. You can have a look there, or the info center, of course. And if you want to do some sandbox environment and need a rational ClearCase license, this is the link to get one. And I know for IBM, it's for IBM, it's of course easy to get one. It's a temporary license, but also for external customers, you can get a temporary license and you can play around with that environment. The next link is a TechNode, and it is talking about configuring the Rational ClearCase WebView connection, what I showed in the slide here. The next one is a TechNode about using UCM in Modeler. It is possible, but it has certain limitations, and this document is explaining what you can do. And the next TechNode is how you can resolve conflicts when working with WebSphere Business Modeler, and that is showing also the merge editor and how you can solve that. Okay, so over to slide 39, please. Okay, that is the summary what we see so far. So I explained Modeler CBS integration and Modeler ClearCase integration and some best practices, and that's it from my side. So I would like to hand over to Joseph, and thank you for your audience.
Thank you, Klaus, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Christy, we would like to open the lines for questions.
Our first question comes from Ashish. Your line is open.
Yeah. Hi. My question is on slide number 23, and there's a reference to view location. Can you please elaborate more on that view location? If it's a remote server, do I need to still map the drive to the view?
Okay. Okay. Joseph, can you go back to slide number 23, please?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that view location, so normally when you create a view, you have, so it depends if you have a dynamic view or a static view. There are little differences between dynamic view and static view. So suppose you have a static view, then all the data is copied from the CBS, from the ClearCase server to your local hard disk. And that would be the place what you have to configure here. And if you're using a dynamic view, it's special file system. It's a kind of online file system. The data stays on the view server in this case, and you get an online copy, and that is mapped to some drive letter. In this case, if you select none when creating the view, the letter M is used by default. And that is really a pointer to the files sitting physically in this case on your FOP server, but you see it see it like they are sitting here on your local hard disk for a dynamic view. Is this an answer you can live with?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
At this time, I'm showing no further questions.
Thank you, Christy. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.